This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. This is our Senior Solutions segment. Helen Flynn joins me as a regular on this show. We're grateful to have you this morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Reverse mortgages. Different conversation than we typically have, but an important one. When I was at Rick Edelman's expo a couple of weeks ago, and by the way, Rick and I will be giving a lecture together in the first quarter of next year. We want to invite you to attend. If you're, we haven't pinned our date down, but we'll have it probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then we'll advertise it on our website. If you're not subscribed to my blog, go to ericstewartgroup.com now. Encourage your friends and family to do the same thing. And go ahead and just sign up there to subscribe to the blog and our newsletter, and we will make sure you get an invitation to attend. You know, there are quarterbacks in the business. I'm the quarterback of the real estate end of your life. And so I can guide you through how to approach the sale, how to get ready to sell, and how to get it sold for the most amount of money. And I can also guide you through the process of buying. When the time comes, if you're thinking about downsizing, Helen is a Seniors Real Estate Specialist and the brand ambassador for the Senior Solutions Group here at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. We know how to guide you to think not just of what your immediate need is, but to think 3 to 5 years down the road. So you're looking at the arc of time in ways that maybe you cannot think or aren't able to ask the right questions. We know what questions to help you think through to give you the guidance to on the sell and the buy, wherever you are in the DMV. Recently, interestingly enough, 18% of reverse mortgages have ended up in foreclosure. Now, if you're not familiar with what a reverse mortgage is, let me explain. It sounds bizarre to call it a reverse mortgage. What is a mortgage to begin with? A mortgage is literally in the Latin means death grip. So mortgage is death grip, and amortization in French means to kill the loan. So when you borrow $500,000 from the bank, you're amortizing that over whatever period of time you want to pay it back. The shorter period of time, the higher the monthly payment. The longer the period of time, the lower the monthly payment. But if you borrow money for a longer period of time, you're paying more interest over time. But once you've paid your house off, you now have 100% equity. Instead of you having to pay a mortgage off, you can get a lump sum from the value of your property in the current market condition if you're over 62 years of age. That's the minimum requirement. You have to be at least 62 years of age to get a reverse mortgage. You could get a lump sum based upon the current value of your property and receive it as cash out of your house. And so long as you pay the insurance and the taxes on the property for the rest of the time that you're in the home, you're able to stay in there for the rest of your life without having to pay any mortgage, sort of. Here's how you pay the mortgage. Let's say you have a $500,000 home, and the reverse mortgage company says, we'll give you $250,000 cash out now, and you'll never have to pay another mortgage payment. As long as you pay your taxes and you pay your insurance on the property, you live there as long as you want. The property's worth $500. You're taking $250 out of it. You decide you want to invest that into something else, which will give you a greater return. You decide you want to spend money, blow money on a wedding. You want to do whatever you want to do. You can pull that money out, or you can take it in monthly installments. So you increase the amount of your debt against your current home for a longer period of time, but you're not in debt as much as if you just took the $250 out right up front. Well, here's what happens. The mortgage company is saying, all right, well, look, the house is worth $5 now. It's probably not going down. $250 is what the guy owes. Even if it drops some over the next 10 years, we'll still be able to get our $250 back if we had to foreclose and take the property back and sell it. But the likelihood is that the property for $500 will go up by 4 to 5% a year. And so over 20 years, the property value has doubled. And now all of a sudden, the bank that lent $250 back then has a home that's worth $1 million because it doubled in that period of time. The debt has gone from $250 because of the reverse amortization and the growing. As interest grows and the amount of the debt grows over time, it actually speeds up the process of eating away at any kind of equity. There's a lady in Northeast Washington, D.C., who was referred to me by a physician that I know. She is a lovely lady in her late 80s, and she lives in a brownstone in Northeast. She took a reverse mortgage against her property, pulling about $300,000 out of it. Her property is worth about $900,000 currently, but she pulled the $300,000 many years ago, and now the debt on the property exceeds the $900,000 market value for the home. And her lament is that she is stuck having to live in that property now because it's the only place she can afford to live in because she doesn't have the equity now, but she was able to use the equity then for what her life was. It was a choice, right? We all make choices. She would end up going into a short sale to sell the property, which means that she owes more on the property than the current value, and she would essentially walk away with nothing. So she has no incentive to sell the property. The challenge? What do you think for her? What is her biggest challenge at 87 years of age?
She's not alone in this situation. There are people, many people that I have encountered in the same situation. Choices are limited at that point. She could walk away from it.
Yes, she could.
But where is she going to go? That's even the greater question.
Let me jump on that because that's exactly what we looked at was, okay, here are your options. Now, Washington, D.C. does have, like Friendship Terrace has places in the District of Columbia that are designed to help those who maybe are not able to afford to go into an Ingleside, one of the great retirement communities in D.C. or others. But still, the affordability there is still higher than what her pension's paying. So she's, again, stuck, can't move because of it. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think her biggest personal challenge is by staying in that property?
Safety.
Safety? I would say that's exactly right. Because she's now living on the first floor of the property. She can no longer go up the stairs any longer. There's a half bath, and she kind of makes do, if you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, so in her case, it ended up being a really good thing for her, according to what she said, for the first 10 to 12 years.
Right.
But now it's become a little bit of a prison for her. Now, what I would say is probably you want to think about buying real estate where you know you can live and live there for the rest of your life and be able to maintain it before you take the reverse. Don't take it out on the property that you own, not thinking down 15 to 20 years. Look at buying a rancher, a rambler, or something like that, something that has a first floor master bedroom, full bath, and consider if you're going to do a reverse mortgage, there are definitely benefits. Think about it. You take that $250, you invest and get a 10% return. It's much better than the 3 or 4% interest that you're paying against that reverse mortgage, but
and for health care costs, if you have a spouse who needs long-term care and you don't have that insurance, care for that spouse or even for yourself.
Right. Agreed. Well, I can hear that special music now. That's Mr. Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon newspapers, in today to tell us what he's got this month in the Beacon.
Thank you, Eric. Well, in our money section, we have an interesting story about the good news. A lot of these brokerage houses, Charles Schwab, TD Ameritrade, E-Trade, those kind of places have completely dropped the commission on online stock and exchange-traded fund orders and trades. So it used to be $4.95 there, but it was pretty cheap anyway, you have
right,
to admit.
Right.
But now it's zero. So it's,
what's the advantage of doing that?
Well, that's a good question. Part of the issue that people need to be aware of is if you find that that's making you say, oh, well, then I don't have to think twice about trading. Whenever the stock goes down a little bit, I can sell or I can buy, whatever, and you start becoming like, almost like a day trader, then you could be really hurting yourself in the long run because long-term returns can really erode if you're starting to make your decisions on spur of the minute, you know, spontaneous decisions instead of long-term goals. So be careful. Don't let this move you to the point where you're going to be making more trades than you should.
So what you're saying is by removing the friction of the cost of the trade, the temptation may be to trade more and could hurt you in the end. So
exactly,
be careful.
That's right. Also be careful that these sweep accounts that they put your cash into, that they're paying something reasonable, tends to be that you get very little interest on those. So maybe these companies not making the money on their trades are going to make up for it in other ways. So maybe they're going to be reducing the amount you get on your cash. You know, they might be raising other fees they do for other services. So keep in mind the whole picture and look at it carefully.
Good insight. Keep an eye out. Thank you, Stuart Rosenthal,
thank
for joining
you.
Me
thank
with
you,
Beacon
Eric.
Newspapers, Stuart Rosenthal. Well, that's about a wrap for the Eric Stuart Show. I want to take just a brief mention here about Widow Care. Widow Care is a nonprofit 501c3 here in the DMV. We serve 200 to 300 widows each year, and we are looking for 50 sustainers for 2020. These would be those of you who could relate to the need that widows and widowers have and want to support Widow Care's mission. We're looking for 50 who will give $1,000 each, and you can do so at widowcare.org. Thank you for your consideration. Well, that's it for the Senior Solutions segment. Great to have you, Helen.
Thank you.
I'm Eric Stuart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stuart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.